Hi guys, welcome to today's episode. And we're just going to talk about some more random stuff as we usually do. If you haven't already, please subscribe, check out our Instagram at unnamedpod, and leave your voicemails on our Anchor page.
Do it. And if you're watching the YouTube and you're wondering why you can't see Tom, it's because basically we have switched over to using Discord this week. Normally we use Zoom and record through that, and it's not great quality as you can probably tell. So I've got a brand new PC now, which we'll talk a little bit about later because I've had a few problems that I thought we could talk about. But we've just switched over to Discord and now we're having problems, and we have decided we didn't want to have to faff around. It's like nine, it's 9:30, and we're like, we don't want to mess around. We're trying to have to do other video stuff and whatever. And also, this episode's delayed. So in the end, we were just like, Tom can just not have his camera on, because we were having big problems where he'd have his camera on, but the audio was like really delayed, and then I couldn't hear him. Like, it was a whole mess. So that's why you're just gonna have to put up with just seeing me this week. And also, very much sorry for not releasing an episode on time this week. We don't have an excuse. It was literally just, oh, I forgot. Normally it will be that I will remember in this in a few days before the episode is meant to come out. I'll remember and message Tom, and I completely forgot. So sorry about that. We will try and remember to re remember next, well, in 2 weeks' time. But I remembered literally, I think, what, Sunday or something. I was like, oh no, Tom, we forgot to release an episode. So sorry it's late, but I suppose better late than ever. And yeah, anyway, let's get into the episode. So we have quite we were I was about to say we have quite a few episodes, quite a few things to talk about. We have a few things to talk about, a few things from previous weeks, and a few new things. So I reckon we sort of get back on the, I think we spoke a little bit about this one last week. I think there's been a few changes. I probably should have done a bit more research before this, but I didn't really think. But so l last week we spoke about Nicola Melana running for London Mayor. And I'm not sure if I said it, but there's also another YouTuber called Max Fosh, who's a smaller YouTuber. I think he's about 500k or something like that. Who is also running for mayor of London. Now, since then, there has been Nico has been trying to get an interview with the BBC, because he was he went and stood outside the BBC's offices and made a big fuss because, like on Twitter, I think it was, and on, like on social media, posted videos saying, "Please give me an interview," because they were interviewing other candidates,
But not
but not
him.
him. And I think so on the second day of him waiting outside the BBC thing, he got a billboard. Let me see if I can quickly pull this up on the video. If you're not watching the YouTube, then sorry that you're not gonna see this, but here is his Twitter. So he got a billboard on the back of like a little truck saying, hashtag Nico for Mayor. This message is brought to you by the future Mayor of London, Nicola Melana. Which is, it seems like a very Nico thing to do.
Yeah.
Sorry,
My
I just.
question is, what is he going to do if he wins, though? And same for Max.
That's the thing. Well, the thing is, I'm gonna be 100% honest, I don't see. I'm going to be honest, as much as I would love Nico to win, I don't see Nico winning, and I definitely don't see Max winning. Now,
No.
Max has openly said in his YouTube video saying that he's not good at trying to win, and he doesn't think he's
He
going to
just
win.
wants to get his 10K back because you have to pay a
Well,
10K
that's the thing.
deposit.
That's the thing he said. He's not even sure if he's going to get his 10K back. But I think his main reason for even doing it is that there's another candidate called Lawrence Fox, I think his name is. And he went to the same school as Max at different times, but he went to the same school as Max. And Max's only goal is to try and get more votes than this guy, Lawrence Fox. Which I don't even know if he'll do that, but we've got to wait and see. When even is the mayor
It's May
election?
the 6th, isn't
Oh yeah,
it?
of course it is. Of course it is, because that's quite a big thing in Max's videos, that he's making
Yeah.
fun of
Lawrence.
of Lawrence, because Lawrence in an interview
You
got
got
it
it
wrong and
wrong.
said that May the 5th. But still, yeah, anyway. Oh, and also, this is quite a big thing because KSI is supporting Nico Amelan, and KSI left Twitter and literally came back to Twitter for like a day just to retweet Nico's video of him announcing that he's running for mayor.
Yeah.
He's got knowledge, strength, and integrity support in it. Anyway. Yeah. I think it seems like I don't know really what sort of the view of this is, because I don't see either of them winning. But if either one was to win, I'd say obviously it's probably most likely more leaning towards Nico, just because obviously he's a bigger YouTuber, has a bigger fan base than Max. But obviously he may have a bigger fan base, but then that doesn't mean he's going to get more votes. Well, I think he will get more votes, but obviously it's not 100% confirmed, because if you think about it, a lot of his viewers probably cannot even vote, either because they're not from the UK or they're not old enough. If I could vote, I probably would vote Nico or Melana. Or maybe I'd probably vote Nico.
At the end of the day, it could be worse. I mean, at the like, you know, there's people that vote for that Count Binface, and it's like, well.
Oh yeah. Should I say? Let me just pull up Mayor. Oh, one sec. Why is this not typing? Mayor. Oh, why is this typing so slowly? Sorry.
It says here's a say. I've only really paid attention to him just because Count Binface. It's really unusual to have someone like this running for mayor. I know he's been doing it for a little while now.
Yeah,
but
I know, because there's a picture from a while back. There's a video, and it's of this. I think it was when it was the whole U.S. elections were happening, and this video resurfaced, and it was Americans. This is how you have I don't know what the word they use, but they were basically saying this is how you have a proper election. And it was a video of Elmo standing on stage, Count Binface. And
I remember this, yeah.
And it's funny. Okay, here's the candidates. Let me pull these up on screen real fast. Okay, here we go. Let me just make this slightly smaller. By the way, sorry if this episode is a little bit shambles. We're literally doing this in real time to save time on editing. Okay, here we go. So, candidates-wise, we have got Sean Bailey for the Conservatives, Cam Balayev for the Renew. No one cares for the real candidates. Count Binface for London for Mayor. Oh dear. Valerie Brown for who cares? Piers Corbyn. Is he related?
Yeah, so that's, yeah. So he's his older brother.
Older brother, a former leader, Jeremy Corbyn. Sure. Max Fosh, independent. Big up. Max Fox, Lawrence Fox. Oh yeah, as well, this was funny because Max in his video pointed out that because of his name, he gets put just above Lawrence in any alphabetical listing of candidates. And so if anyone wanted to vote for Lawrence, they'd have to at least go over his name on their way to vote for him. Peter Gammons, UKIP. No one, I don't care about these real parties. Sadiq Khan. No, I don't actually care about any of it. Nico Amelana, a YouTuber known for his prank style videos. Is there any other people who I keep seeing this guy's adverts on YouTube. Like they keep popping up on YouTube, and like I thought it was some dodgy thing or something, but apparently he's a real guy. So those are the candidates for London mayor. Oh, just turned Tom off. That's the wrong source. there we go. But yeah, I think it's an interesting thing. I'm looking forward to seeing who wins. As much as I want it to be, like, realistically, what do you think? Who do you think would win?
It's going to be someone close to either Sadiq Khan or someone else that's a bit more up there in the political sort of, you know, realm of things.
Yeah.
It's going to be someone that's actually there for I wouldn't say there for a reason, but like you know what I mean when I say that, you know, I mean obviously the YouTubers are doing it just because, well, content.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's the thing. I know you were saying earlier, what if Nico did win?
Yeah.
Let's resurface back to that question. Hypothetically, if Nico or Max were to win, well, let's go with Nico, start off with. If Nico was to win, like, what sort of thing would he do? Like, because I was listening to another podcast.
He doesn't have a manifesto, does he? Okay. He doesn't.
Oh, yeah, no. I'll show that real fast. I was just scrolling through his Twitter to look at for the billboard thing I showed you. And here you go. I found a tweet. Let's get screen capture back up. So this is Nico Milano's manifesto. It's absolutely mental. Here is my Merrin manifesto. This took me days to write, but it's finally done. We're going to make a rule change. Thank you all for your support. And for audio listeners, it's a blank document. It's a blank note. So he hasn't got a manifesto. But do you reckon, like, would he actually be the mayor of London if he won? Because I was listening to another podcast. I was listening to the What's Good podcast. Big up my mate Mini Minter. They were saying about what if he got to be the mayor and then he just decided to resign instantly, like.
that's a possibility.
Because the thing about it is, he jokes about all this and like. But do you think if he was to hypothetically win it, would he actually stay as the mayor? Because it seems like, even though it's all the memes and everything and all the jokes, like if he was to win, like, what's he actually gonna do realistically?
Like, nothing
that actually needs to be done, and it's actually gonna make like millions of people in London happy. You know,
yeah,
it's a strange situation to think about.
I think maybe he'd keep it for a day and then just resign, just to say he was the mayor of London.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. And it'd be a fun title, to be fair.
Yeah, it'd be quite funny though, because if he won, then he'd be showing up like the rest of the political people. In,
yeah, exactly.
He'd make a right joke of him.
Yeah. One sec, I'm just going to quickly pull up, because Tom just sent this in our chat. So I'm going to quickly pull up the image I was talking about earlier. Here it is. Of Boris Johnson, Elmo, and Kelp Binface. Oh my goodness, what an image. Just look on Boris Johnson's face as well. Oh, absolutely amazing. All right. Well, moving on. Talking about another content creator on a different platform, so Twitch. We spoke about this last time. And about Ludwig, a streamer over on Twitch, who was doing a subathon. Tom didn't have a clue who he was.
I still don't even know who he is now.
Basically, all you need to know is he's a Twitch streamer who decided to do a thing called a subathon, which is basically on Twitch you can sub for money. Well, you pay the streamer a certain amount of money to receive no ads and to get an emote in their chat. And what he's doing is that every time someone subs, it adds a certain amount of time on that he has to be live for longer. Now, last time we did an episode, he had been live for, I think, just under 2 weeks, and he's still live now. Let me pull up his stream real fast.
Wow.
And
apparently it ends tomorrow.
It does. That's one of the reasons that I thought I'd bring this back up to talk about. Yeah, he is currently still live, but it ends today/tomorrow, so it ends Tuesday. But depending on where you are in the world as to what time it ends. So for us, it'll actually be Wednesday, because I think it ends 9 p.m. his time, which I think is 5 a.m. UK time. So he is doing this, but basically what he decided is one of the reasons he's doing this subathon was that he, like, well, partway through the subathon, he realized that one of the people with the most subs ever was Ninja. Fortnite Ninja, we love Fortnite Ninja, blue hair Ninja. And Ninja, at one point, at the peak of, like, Fortnite, had the most subs ever at one time, which is 200 and... most Twitch subs ever. I think it's 200 and something or other. Oh, he's already done it. Oh, I missed it. I missed him doing it. So
what?
Ninja's record, which was the highest ever and was over double, like, the second place record, was 269,000 peaks all time subscriptions at one time. And that was in April 2018. And Ludwig was attempting to overtake that and to get to more than that, and he's done it. I've got watching his stream right now, and he has done it by just over 1,000. He's at 207,700 currently. No, 270,000, I mean. There he is. I am not subscribed, but I'm tempted. I don't know if I will. Basically, the reason he's done it and the way he's done it is that he decided for the last day of the subathon, from I think 12 noon his time to 9 p.m. his time, every time somebody subscribes, he will donate $5 to charity. Now, that means he's losing money, because a sub costs $5, but the streamer doesn't get $5. So, for example, if someone comes to my stream and subscribes, I only get about $2.50, maybe $2.75, or something, like, around that sort of area. So he's missing out on, like, he does actually get a bit more because he's a Twitch partner and he has a special deal with Twitch, but still he's losing out on money. But that was his main plan, because the goodwill of people and charity to draw him over the line to get more subs than Ninja had, which is very cool. And he capped it, I think, at 300,000 total subs that he will match for $5 each. So that's a lot of, I think that's what, $1.5 million he will do maximum to charity, which is a crazy amount. That's not if he gets to 300k, but that's if he gained 300k subs. So currently, I don't know how many he's gained, but maybe like 10-20k, so that time five. So he's probably up in the hundreds of thousands donated by now, which is very, very good to see. But yeah, it's interesting to see, because for the subathon, he was saying that he had a max cap of it of 31 days that he'd be doing it, for a few reasons. One, like, he's already made enough money that he doesn't need to be going any longer. And two, because Twitch, well, also he doesn't want his life taken up for, like, it could go on for, like, ages if there wasn't a cap of days, because just, it keeps going. But also because Twitch subs run out after 30 days. So a sub lasts 1 month. So if a sub runs out, it's not that it's going to matter, because obviously people will then resub, but that does also mean that his subs will go down and he'll be unable to hit the record of being Ninja, which is part of the whole reason of the subathon.
Right, okay.
So that's why he's stopping it early, and not early, but as in that's why he's capping it at 31, and now he's actually taking it down to 30 days, obviously, because that's the whole thing happening now, which is happening right now, and I hope to tune into it later, and I'm still in two minds as to whether I really feel like I want to be there at the end of the subathon, but also 5 a.m.
Yeah, it's quite early.
I think I'm gonna do it though. I think I will do it, because it feels like it's a monumental thing in Twitch history, and so I feel like, which, to be fair, what I could do is maybe say about making a video out of it as well, reacting to Ludwig's, but it'll probably be on Jake's Silver Plays anyway, reacting to the end of Ludwig's subathon or something like that. But anyway, that I thought I'd bring that up. Quite an interesting topic. He currently has 106,000 live viewers, which it's pretty good for the subathon not even being over. I reckon his viewers is gonna go even higher when it comes to the end of the subathon, because I think as well it's quite a smart move him doing a certain end of the subathon, because if not, then it could have ended any time, and that doesn't mean that his viewers are going to be a high, because people may not know it is ending, whereas now by it ending at a certain time, everyone knows to tune in at that time and watch, which will give him a high view. I don't know. It's just, I'm looking forward to the end of it, but the thing is, I'm also not looking forward to the end of it. I'm going to stop talking now. I think we move on topics, because I've been waffling too much. But yeah. All right. I think we go on to this one next. So yeah, you know what? You take this, Tom, seeing as I've been talking too much.
Lockdown? Oh, okay. Yeah, so as of yesterday, lockdown restrictions were eased. So basically, we can go to the pubs now. But outside, not inside.
Yep.
But do go to the pubs, but don't go to the pubs. But, you know, just do.
A lot of things have been what's the word?
Brought back. Yeah.
Yeah. So let me find this now. April 12th, step two. So all non-essential shops have reopened. Retailers are now allowed to open until 10 p.m. Allowed to be open until 10 p.m. Pubs and restaurants opened but only outside in pub gardens and outdoor dining. And everyone who visits has to check in at NHS test and trace. There is no curfews or requirements to serve a meal with alcohol, removing the Scott Jake saga of last. I don't know what that means. What else? Oh, hairdressers and
Yeah,
gyms.
barbers and stuff, yeah.
Yes. Now, you probably, if you're watching video, you can probably see I haven't had a haircut yet. I probably should have booked a haircut to be on like the first day of them opening, but I didn't. But I do have a haircut coming up. I'm getting my haircut, I think, what, Thursday next week? Or no, Thursday this week, rather, I think. I don't know. There'll probably be a main channel video out about it. Or maybe there. I don't know. I'm in two minds as to whether I make a main channel YouTube video about it, because last time I did it, I think it got like 300 views. So, like, I'm weighing it up. Do I make a bad main channel video? The thing is, I don't want to make a bad main channel video just about me getting a trim. So if I do make a video, I'll have to come up with some sort of idea as to an actual video that I can just put that as the title and thumbnail for. But I don't know. Anyway, are you looking forward to any, like, are you happy about anything that's happened because of these restrictions? Like, as in, are you happy that you can now go and get a pint? I don't think you'd be particularly about happy about going and getting a pint, seeing as you're not, as that's not legal. But like, are you happy about anything, or is your life not going to change because of these new restrictions being eased?
I would say it's a tricky one to say because, we're still not fully back to normal. We're only probably halfway there, maybe. Best bet. So I think it will take a while regardless. But it hasn't really impacted my life majorly, because most of the stuff that I would do usually is near enough back now. But I mean, just not normal just yet. So it's one of those things, really.
Definitely.
So yeah, that's I can't hear you.
Sorry about that. My mom came in. Definitely, I agree with that. I think honestly, I probably won't be going to any restaurants anytime soon. Just I don't really go to restaurants that much, really.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely gonna get a haircut. I need a haircut. Do you need a haircut? Or are you good?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Good job I can't see you.
100%. Yeah,
You
I
have to put up with seeing my bad trim. I'm not saying you have a bad trim, though. I mean, put it up with long hair. Anyway, I'm just looking forward to more restrictions hopefully being eased soon. Obviously, I think the next step is May 17th. Loved ones may be able to meet and hug each other from this day. When is the day that you can meet in person, like inside?
Isn't it June or July at some point?
Maybe. Well, I know that June is the end of June 21st is the it'll be almost restrictions are over pretty much. I don't know. We'll have to see, because we've been hoping to do a new we've been hoping to record in person for a while now, as we said in previous episodes, just because it's so much easier. You'll actually be able to see Tom, unlike today where you can just see a picture of him. But yeah, hopefully they'll ease soon and we can actually meet in person and record in person. But
Yeah.
anyway, all right. What should we talk about next? Oh, you know what? We'll talk about this one. So there's not. Well, to be fair, we can have a little talk about this. So I put this down because I remembered this literally today, and I thought I'd bring it up. Now I'm not sure when this episode's going out. I'm not sure if this may episode may be going out on the 13th or the 14th. If it's the 13th, it'll be late. If it's the 14th, it'll I don't know. It's mine and Tom's 3 years on YouTube
Whoa,
on the 14th. Not
that
not
sounded.
that did sound kind of sarcastic. To be fair, it's not really like that much to celebrate, but like. It's still cool. Not as the podcast. The podcast is only 2 years old and like 1 year old with Tom. Oh, when was the first episode with Tom as the co-host? I'm interested in that now. Sorry, I'm gonna quickly find this out. So we Tom made his channel on the 14th of April 2018, and I uploaded my first video on the 14th of April. Oh no. You know what I've just found?
What?
Oh
Oh.
my. I've just searched the Unnamed Podcast.
Oh yeah. What we oh no.
Unnamed Podcast, episode 1 week ago.
Oh, here we go again.
Let's have a little look at this real fast.
Always just this is the
Welcome
most random
to.
episode
Oh my
ever.
goodness, it's in one ear. It's in one of my ears.
Podcast. This is completely different
I
from.
can't hear it, but I don't
Yeah.
want to.
Q-Con, but then we didn't go that way, so I should have said
It's literally
something,
out
and
of
I was
sync as
like,
well.
we got time.
That
Why
my
is
this
terrible.
mic is out of is one ear as well. Sure. Anyway. Oh dear. So the first episode with Tom came out. So let's go back through the channel. Oh, it was only 9 months ago. I thought it was a year. Oh, it was June. It was June, not April. I thought it was April. Well, it's not been a year then. It's coming up to a year though. Before too long of Tom being co-host. But yeah, so it's been our 3 years on YouTube. Tom, I don't actually know. What was your first YouTube video you uploaded to the Paintball Player?
I don't know, to be honest. Is there a way, isn't there a website where you can look at old versions of the
There
YouTube
is.
channel?
There's a way. The Wayback Machine. You can look at any website. Way, but I've found in the past that it's not always showing back. Not always showing up everything.
What's my
Because obviously. I'm sure most people who have been a fan of my channel for at least a little bit of time will probably know what my first video was. Tom, do you know what it was?
Yeah. Oh, I can't even remember, to be honest with
The iconic A Little Trip to London.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
What?
That rings a bell now.
The Paintball Player. Let's go to the Wayback Machine, browse history. And. Oh no, has not archived that URL.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't.
Yeah, so nothing's actually been done for that. Oh, we can't see then.
That's a shame.
I'm sure it was an amazing video anyway.
I do know that there was. I shouldn't have deleted them, I should have just put them on private, but I do know that I had a Belgian blog on there.
I remember you had a few vlogs.
I had a few on there, and I deleted them. I should have privated them instead.
Yeah, cause
Like, you know.
yeah, that yeah, that's definitely yeah. Let's have a quick look and see what vlogs do you still have up. Do you have any vlogs up? Because I remember you made a couple paintball vlogs as well, where you went to the paintball.
No, I think they're just yeah. No, I've my first, well, appears to be first is a cross map capture the object, which was a year ago.
What day was that?
But that yeah,
That didn't come out till 17th of May 2019, so over a year since.
I do remember some very old Paintball Player videos, and the quality of them are just awful. You can barely sort of see what's happening in the sort of picture because the camera's a potato.
Oh wow, I've just
So.
noticed, Tom. New loadout, MagFed TMT gameplay has 500 views.
Really?
Yeah.
Bloody hell. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah,
Oh yeah, 511 views. Look at that.
that's amazing. Obviously, got subscribed with my notifications on and dropping a like on the video. Obviously, I'm the biggest the Paintball Player fan you've ever seen.
That's probably the most viewed video I've ever had.
I think it is. Yeah.
I'm absolutely amazed. That was 2019, that one.
Ridiculous. Yeah, the closest one next is TMC review with 194 views. Come on, unnamed podcast listeners, go watch that video and get it to 200 views.
Or go and watch Lockdown
Lockdown workout, what a video.
Workout. Oh, that's bad.
What a video. Guys, go watch Going for a Quarantine Walk. That was an amazing video. Well done, Jacob. Such a good
Or
idea.
watch my stream that I did last year called She Wasn't 19.
No. What about Among Us with Jacob Silver, where it keeps freezing constantly because you had all the wrong settings put in OBS, so it kept stream it kept freezing every time you played Among Us.
Pretty much.
But anyway, that's a fun thing to look at. Obviously, my first one was a little trip to London, which honestly, I think is my second most viewed video, which I think it has over 1,000 views, which is nuts. It's crazy. Though, what is even more crazy is me bargain b benefiting off Miniminter saying my name. Right there, two videos, my third and my fourth most viewed videos, literally has Miniminter says my name has 693 views, and why they spoke about me has 600 views. What? That's crazy. I
All
think
because I have mini mint.
yeah, I know exactly. It literally, I got like, that's what, like 1,300 views off of Miniminter saying my name in for 3 seconds. To be fair, it was like a 30-second clip of them talking about me, but still.
A smart idea would be to mention Mini Minter in this episode, and then you'd get
Oh,
loads of
title,
views.
title, title,
Sorry,
title. Yes. Simon, would
Miniminter.
Simon
it
Miniminter. I'm putting him in the tags. The tags of the YouTube video. The thing is, I sometimes try and be like, I know you shouldn't do this, but like, if I can, I try and relate like a big YouTuber in the tags as close as I
Yeah.
can. So like, I'll do something. I can't think of an example, but
It's
like,
basic. It's not illegal. It's just morally, it's not right.
the thing is, like, as long as they're sort of, that's also why I sometimes try and bring up bigger YouTubers.
Yes, indeed we
So,
are.
I just opened an own pocket episode. So obviously, I put Ludwig in the last one. Oh yeah, also stuff like the big SMP is called the Dream SMP. If you haven't heard of it, it's a Minecraft server run by a big YouTuber, I think with 20 million subscribers, called Dream. And so in videos where I have done videos on my SMP, I've put Dream SMP in the tags. It's not clickbait, but it no one no, it's not tag bait. That's not a real thing, is it? Tag bait. What am I saying, honestly? But anyway, so let's move on. But yeah, 3 years on YouTube. I just thought that was quite cool to bring up. So thank you all for the
Yeah.
support. And I reckon we maybe try and do a big episode for 1 year of the Unnamed Podcast return. Could we try to do a big episode for 2 years total of the Unnamed Podcast and 25 episodes, and it kind of flopped. Not flopped as in terms of views, but I mean as in like it just wasn't really planned enough. But I think maybe
Yeah.
if we try and do another episode at some point, I don't know, maybe not. We'll see. If we can meet in person, then that'd be even better. But we'll see. All right, moving on. Now, yeah, what should we talk about? I'll let you pick what we talk about next, Tom.
What? Right. So, okay.
So it's either this one, this one, this one, or this one.
Actually, all right then. Your new PC, because I haven't
My new
seen this
PC.
or heard
Okay.
about this yet. So
Okay, so
let's see what it
I
looks
put this
like.
down. Not I we spoke about this in a previous episode. And this is obviously I if I if you follow me on Twitter or seen my Twitch streams, you know I probably talk about my computer way too much. But it's just 'cause I'm super hyped about it. Basically, I built my new computer the other day with my cousin's help. He came round and we built it in my garage, and yeah, and it wasn't the problem was it wasn't working to start off with. Now, basically, what happened? So we built the computer. It was working okay, and then my cousin left because it was getting a bit late, and so then I started installing Windows from a memory stick, and it didn't, and it kept like not working. So what happened was an error box kept coming up saying that the install hadn't worked, and that I needed to press OK to restart the computer and to restart the install. And then I press OK, and it would do it again. It would pop straight back up, and so it was an endless loop. But in the end, I got it fixed through a YouTube tutorial, and so now it's working, which is why we're using Discord this week, as I said earlier, which is a positive and a negative. Positive because we have no time limit, and Discord just way better than Zoom. But negative because obviously Tom's having the his problem with the camera and his stuff. So yeah,
Yeah.
I thought bring that up. Hopefully, if you don't already, I'm going to do a bit of slow promo at this point. If you don't already, please do follow my Twitch. I've been streaming on Twitch quite a bit, and I'm streaming more now because of my new computer. So definitely go follow me over there. And also, Tom, you haven't streamed in ages on Twitch. I think you've done like two streams on Twitch or something like that.
Yeah, no, I've just been too busy. I don't know. If I ever get the time, I will.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's one of those things, really.
Yeah, of course.
I have the spare time and I can't be bothered. Fair. It's one of those things. It's hard to keep up.
Yeah, definitely. And I think as well, for me, the only reason, I think I've streamed 2 days in a row now, which I don't think I've really streamed daily. And the thing is, I'm actually sort of happy and excited to stream now. And I think it also helps when you have... And I'm not saying that obviously equipment it's all about equipment, but I think it really helps when you have good equipment that works quite well. Now, I'm not saying 100%. Also that your stuff doesn't work well, but like, this is my old laptop and it's not terrible, but it's also not great. And I went to stream each day. It was just a hassle in it started to become, because it was so slow. I had to run like Discord through my browser instead of through the application, and I had to stream at really bad settings, have Minecraft on really bad settings whenever I play that, and like I couldn't have a face cam in Minecraft because it wasn't good enough to do that, and like it was not fun, and I always felt stressed that my stream was going to crash or my stream wasn't going to work whenever I was streaming. Whereas I've enjoyed so much streaming the last 2 days with my new computer because I don't have to worry about any of that, because I know it's going to be fine because it's actually good, and I can have a face cam. My viewers have actually gone up the last two streams, but I don't know if it's something to do with people just liking me having a face cam now or something like that. But I feel like as well, it's the same with YouTube, where obviously the thing is with, I feel like it's less with YouTube maybe, but I feel like if you have slightly okay equipment, then it can, well, the better equipment you have, it usually makes it easier to make content, in the way that now, even with my new computer, I'm now going to be able to edit faster and export faster, and like with having a camera, it's probably easier to shoot than with a phone.
Yeah,
so I think there's obviously definitely, because I watched a video the other day, and it was YouTube, well, I said the other day, it was literally this morning. What is it with me and time frames? I just can't do time. But it was about YouTubers lying to you, saying that that equipment doesn't matter, and that it's all about storytelling. And this YouTube video was explaining that that is partially true and partially not true, because equipment does matter. I can't remember the phrase they actually used, but it was that the equipment isn't the massive thing, but like it's mainly storytelling, but it's also a little bit equipment, because obviously if you have better equipment, it's going to be easier to do. But anyway, I'm waffling at this point, so let's move on. I have to say, just before we move on, I'm really enjoying this episode so far. I don't know why, but I feel like, I don't know, I'm just enjoying it. I feel really chill and happy. But anyway, that was weird. Moving on. Let's talk about, first from one YouTuber called Jacob Silver to another. There's a really bad link. Logan Paul. Now, I put this down. I haven't really put much other information. But there's been a couple things to do with Logan Paul. To do with a few things. So, one, he was... He was... on The Masked Singer, which is I haven't ever watched the show, but I've watched a couple clips, and basically it's where someone, like where a bunch of celebrities dress in massive costumes, like the sort of things where like the picture I showed earlier of like Elmo, like the massive sort of big costumes that you can't even tell who's inside, and then they go on stage and they sing, and then the judges, well, and people have to try and work out who they are. And then if they get voted off, they reveal who they are. And apparently Logan Paul was on The Masked Singer in the US. And what was funny, I watched the clip of him revealing who he was. And just before that, they went to the judges and asked who they thought was under there. And obviously, as well, they gave a bunch of hints about, like, to do with sort of hinting as to who they were. and one of the judges guessed Jake Paul. Then Logan takes off the mask. He's like, I'm not Jake. Anyway, it was kind of funny, but yeah, and so that shows Logan Paul is sort of, if you think about it, his it shows how his career is sort of going well. Now that links back to another thing that I was gonna I need to find the clip, but basically Logan on his podcast thanked KSI for basically saving his career. Let me see if I can find that clip. Here we go. Tom won't be able to hear this, but I'll tell you what they say, but the video will. Let me pull up window capture. Here we go.
Shout out KSI, like for real. And I'm so thankful that I had the opportunity to fight, literally fight my way back up. I'm fighting to try to change me and try to earn a spot back in what I like. I wanted to be back with my peers in a respectable way.
So basically what he said was, thank you to KSI for literally letting him fight his way back up in his career. Because if you think about, literally, KSI saved Logan Paul's career.
Yeah.
Because without the KSI fights, I don't think Logan Paul would be where he is now.
No.
Because KSI, the thing was, the whole thing about the fight was, it was always where one person had, it was pretty much where one person had nothing to lose and the other person had something to lose. And it was like, with the fight, if JJ, KSI, lost, then he had something to lose because, like, it was his career was going well and he was on the up. Whereas if Logan Paul lost, he loses nothing. Because if you think about it, I feel like if KSI had lost, it would have been very different. Like, as in, I feel like as well Logan wouldn't be in the situation he is now and like in the position he is now if he had won that match. And I feel like one thing changed such a big thing in sort of his career, because he may have gone down a completely different path, and sort of KSI probably would have gone down a different path if it had been for KSI losing. But yeah, it's just really interesting to see that sort of he started off as sort of hating each other, and now they sort of respect each other. It's just good to see.
Yeah.
But just while we're on the topic of Logan Paul, and I said about Jake Paul a minute ago, Jake Paul. Let's just talk about what a person, honestly. An amazing actor, YouTuber, musical artist. Released one of the best songs known to man, called "It's Everyday, Bro." Honestly, I love that. No, sorry, I need to stop being so sarcastic and cringy. But yeah, I think something, he probably has a fight coming up against Ben Askren, some professional fighter. Now, I know you probably don't know anything about this, and neither do I, to be honest. But who do you reckon is going to win?
I don't even ask me. I don't even know.
Let me rephrase that. Who do you think should win? / Who do you want to win? Do you want Jake Paul or random guy called Ben Askren who is a fighter?
The random guy who's a fighter.
I thought you might say that. Yeah. That's the thing, is I don't know who's going to win, but I feel like I want Ben Askren to win, because I feel at the moment Jake Paul needs toning down. Because I think if you look back, and it's put anything back to Logan, if you look back at Logan in like 2017 versus now, you see such a massive difference. Because it, as much as we say that KSI saved his career, Logan also put in the work to actually like save his career and continue his career through like changing his whole demeanor and videos and stuff. Like, you look back at 2017, he's walking around smashing plates. What's up, Logan? Maverick for life. And now he's a lot more chill, and watchable and less cringy.
Definitely.
Because he was very much toned down, and I feel like Jake just needs to be brought down a few levels. Because I think he thinks he's bigger and better than he is. Now, granted, he's becoming a good fighter, which I hate to say, but yeah, I don't know. Now, one more thing before we move on as well. You may have heard that obviously there was the whole Jake Paul fighting KSI thing a little while back, where Jake Paul was wanting to fight KSI. Now, do you think this will ever happen?
Oh, I don't even know. I've no idea.
Because I think it's been, I don't see it happening, just because JJ has no reason to fight Jake Paul.
No.
He's at such a good, like, as in, the only reason he'd fight him is, I don't know, because, like, he feels like it. Because I don't think there's enough of a reward. There wouldn't be any sort of reward, I feel like, from beating Jake Paul. Because he, like, he's beaten Logan Paul. He's had his fight. And KSI's career is now going amazingly. Like, KSI's already come up. He was on the Great British Bake Off Celebrity Stand Up to Cancer recently, which was very funny. If you haven't seen it, which I presume you probably haven't, but it was funny because he cannot bake, and there was a lot of funny stuff on it, and also his music is going so well, so it's good to see.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway. Moving on, I think we have a couple more things to talk about, and then we can sort of finish the episode. I think, pretty fair. Actually, you know what? The other two topics aren't really that interesting, so I reckon we probably just end the episode here.
I was going to say.
Yeah, the other ones are a bit dead. So, yeah.
Quite literally.
Yeah, no, I was about to say that. I don't want to make that joke. We're not talking about that. Okay. Anyway, thank you so much for watching this episode. If you did enjoy, please do subscribe on YouTube or follow on your favourite platform. And also check us out on Instagram at UnnamedPod.
Yeah.
No, stop laughing. That won't work. If you get that joke, then fair, you can probably work it out. I don't know why I put that down as a topic. There's not really much to say about that specific topic. But anyway, thanks everyone for watching.
Cheers, guys.
We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.